think not that, you know, good as you can change toward the mode. Because when things are very smooth, it's easy for you to enjoy, right? And it's hard for you to experience the Lord because the things are just so smooth. A lot of time when difficult happens, when there's a suffering, there's a challenge, that's the best opportunity for us to experience the Lord and enjoy Him. Our concept of saying, okay, enjoy means the good things happen, you can enjoy, right? But actually, in Lord's eye, when some difficult, challenging things happen, that's the best opportunity for us to experience and enjoy Him. Amen. Because only at this moment, you can know it's God, it's not you.
Amen.
Yeah, I really enjoy that verse from Psalm 46, 10. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. I think that word is so powerful. I am God. So only that three words, you know, gave me power and, you know, hope. It's not us, it's God. So our whole life is just like a journey, like a process. I think we too much time we concentrate on, you know, our purpose, our expectation. But actually, God's purpose, God's expectation is the most important thing for us to concentrate. Amen. So I think there's so much distraction in daily life, especially now there's like social media, especially for young generation. So when you concentrate on other people's life, you can't enjoy and experience Lord anymore. So only when we are, you know, only don't see other things, our only concentration is the Lord. Focus our eye on the Lord and His purpose. And I think the most exciting thing is we know the ending of the story already there. So it's a glorious destination for all of us. So even right now, we're still maybe struggling sometime. But we know the ending is glorious. So praise the Lord.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
This week, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good to see all the saints again.
Amen.
And it's... when I read these messages, the first week it's mentioned, the way to receive, experience, enjoy, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ is the... And how to receive, how experience, how to enjoy.
Right, right.
One, in Roman 1, it's mentioned,
yes,
God's need to rescue us.
Amen.
Out of the evil age.
Amen.
That is... Praise the Lord, we are all here. We are all in the church. So God already rescued us. In order to receive and enjoy, we need to be rescued from the world stuff. And then we need to know Christ. Who is Christ? The Roman number 2 mentioned who is Christ. Christ, the Christ we have is the seed of woman that is to solve our sins. And also, not only the seed of woman, but He is also the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
He is blessing us. Blessing us not with all material things, but the blessing us with Himself, the all-inclusive
Amen.
Spirit.
Amen.
And He is the seed of David. That is the seed of kingdom. In our spirit, there is a spirit that we like to come together. And if we see in the world, people do not like to live alone. Like me right now, I'm living alone. I'm really admired to come to the meeting because I'm alone at home. My wife is in Texas, and my son is in Illinois. So there is a flocking spirit in our the spirit that gave it to us, like in New York City. People like to live together, but that is worldly life. The spirit that God gave it to us is the same. We like to come together, to enjoy, to receive the Lord, and also to experience the Lord. And how to receive, experience the Lord is we have to come to the world, come to the Lord, contacting to the Lord. We many times in myself distracted also. Many media, many news from family, many things that distract us from the Lord. We need to come to the Lord in order to get His revelation.
Amen.
When we don't yes. come to the Lord, we God will not reveal to us. That is Romans 1 is need God to reveal to us. When God reveals to us, it will give us His word of faith. Faith is just like like when we eating food, we got the energy. Right. When we read, we study material thing, we got the knowledge. So when we come to contact with the Lord and really receiving His enlightenment, this enlightenment will become our faith. And this faith will continue. There are 10 items that are mentioned by Brother Carl, and hopefully, brothers and sisters, all of us, I'm already old enough, I think. And every one of us who comes to the meeting, if we can exercise, we can share what we enjoy, and this meeting will become enjoyment. And also, why we come to the meeting, brothers and sisters, I ask myself to the Lord, why I need to come to the meeting? It's to strengthen my faith. If I'm alone at home, I do not hear the word of God from brothers and sisters, my faith will come slow down, will be weaker and weaker. So, brothers and sisters, all of us need to exercise.
Amen.
And to share our portion. Not to boast ourselves, but to boast Christ. Praise the Lord.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Share real brief this week. As I was skimming through the outline right now, I feel like I appreciated a few points in day three. One of the points says, if we drop our concepts, turn our heart to the Lord, pay attention to the Spirit, and spend time in the Word in a spirit and atmosphere of prayer, Christ will be revealed in us, live in us, and be formed in us. And then it also says we must care for and pay attention to our spirit. It is in our spirit that the Spirit, with a capital S, is shining, revealing Christ in us and speaking to us concerning Christ.
Amen.
And, you know, as our sister shared, right, our enjoyment of Christ, right, is from the Spirit.
Amen.
And we have an inner sense, right, of the divine life. That is in us. And, you know, as we go on in the Lord, right, it's important for us to learn to pay attention to this small inner sense that's within us as we are going about our ordinary living.
Amen.
In all our situations. And I think even connecting a bit to the past training where I saw a few of the messages, but there was a brother saying that we must learn to appreciate the things which are not seen.
Amen.
And it is from our realization and experience of this inner sense, right, of the divine light that's in us, where we see and appreciate all the things that which are not seen.
Amen.
Even in the past, the whole meeting, right, hymn we sang was 1 Peter 1:8, right, whom having not seen, we love.
Amen.
Right, so, you know, everything that we realize and experience of the Lord is unseen.
Amen.
Right? And in order for us to see and experience all this, we must not be distracted, right, by all the outward things, right? And, of course, our brothers have shared a lot of things, like, you know, even in the church life, right, there can be many, you know, self-imposed laws and ordinances, and even a culture, right? And, you know, it's easy to even be distracted by all of these in the church life, right? But actually, this week I appreciate, you know, it shows that the reality of all things is the Spirit. And this is what we need to turn to, and we need to develop this sense in our ordinary living, to be governed by this divine life that's
Amen.
In us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
My Lord. And the only way you can do that is I am crucified with Christ. And he was talking about having a change in the concept of our value and our, how we value the Lord, how we, you know, our valuation system, our entire valuation system. And I was just, actually last night I was dwelling a little more on this message, message 9 in the summer training about the valuation of Christ. You know, we cannot appreciate the supreme preciousness of Christ, the super eminence, the surpassing worth, if we don't identify it with Christ crucified. And the seed of David is the Lord's divinity.
Amen.
You know, like it says in Revelation, he's the Lion of the tribe of
right.
David.
Amen.
Lion of the tribe of Judah, the seed of David.
Amen.
So in his divinity, he is able to overcome Satan.
Amen.
So that's the issue. So if we keep being tied to our natural concepts, human concepts,
Amen.
Egyptian concepts, whatever concepts, whatever family you've been raised in,
right.
whatever country you've been raised in, then you cannot go any further.
Yeah.
Then, and it would be, you know, it would not be true to say that, you know, to continue on is that, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith. In faith, the faith of the Son of God.
Yeah.
So he's not living in his own righteousness.
Right.
He's living in the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
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 There were some verses that the Lord really touched me. It came from the message 9. And here the Lord says, you know, he who loves father or mother above me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter above me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me.
Amen.
And then in Matthew 10:39 it goes on to say, he who finds his soul life shall lose it. And he who loses his soul life for my sake shall find it. And I was really touched saying the matter of, you know, this whole thing is also about being crucified is related to our soul life. And in Revelations it says that the overcomers, the last aspect is that they love not their soul life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I was very touched by this week's message. And I think that in the message it says that the subject is based on Galatians 3:14. It says that, in order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Amen.
And I think in the message, it talks about Abraham's history. And, you know, when I went back to Genesis chapter 12 to about like 17, to review Abraham's history, I was really impressed by Abraham's experience. You know, I think that we all know about his history, right? So I think back in then, that time, the whole world was actually, you know, people were fallen. They actually worship idols. That's the reason why Abraham was called out and then to get into the good land, right? But actually, if you look at his history, like during the process, the Lord actually led him step by step. And I think that in chapter 15 it says that, and he believed Jehovah.
Amen.
And he accounted it into him as righteousness.
Amen.
But then, you know, in Genesis 17, when Abraham was 99, and he was thinking about God's promise, and then he actually kind of like talked to the Lord and said that, I'm still childless. Where is my child?
Amen.
And, you know, I think we always said that Sarah left, you know, like when God gave them this promise. But this time I noticed that actually Abraham left too. So he said that, he fell upon his face and left and said in his heart, will a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And will Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And then 18, it says that, and Abraham said to God, that Ishmael might live before you. And then Genesis 17:19, God said to him directly and said, no. So I just feel that, you know, when we learn about Abraham's history, we really should not think that, oh, this is, you know, like a long, long time ago, that is just a Bible story. Actually, that is also our experience. I think that's the whole point about, you know, like brothers and sisters sharing, that actually the great promise, I actually was very touched by great sharing about, you know, that promise or the blessing that God has given to us is actually spiritual blessings. It's not, you know, although in the Old Testament, Abraham experienced all those physical blessings, but actually that was not the point. That was not the goal. So, you know, like I just feel that, like, we really need to pay attention to our spirit,
Amen.
To our conscience, just like Esther shared.
Amen.
And I feel that, you know, those items are, like, so practical. Like, we need to pray, read the Word. We need to, you know, deny ourselves, and we need to, you know, we need to sow the spiritual things. All those things, I think that we can experience day by day, moment by moment. I just feel that, you know, we all know about this. But I'm sorry to say that, like myself, I still, you know, I still have a long way to go. But I really feel that this is a reminder to us. And also, I think it's also an encouragement to us that we need to experience it. Experience him as
Amen.
All the, you know, as the all sufficient God, all inclusive God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, this week, the message title is pretty long, right? But I feel like every week we need to really, you know, first we need to really have much prayer on these titles, actually. Because these titles or subject really speaks out the burden for that week,
Amen.
For that particular message.
Amen.
I'll just read it again. The way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ
Amen.
As the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit,
Amen.
The aggregate of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel of God.
Amen.
Very mouthful, right?
Right?
But then it actually speaks it out, you know, actually you can divide it into two sections. The first is from us, right? For us, the way to receive, experience, and enjoy. And then the second part is, and what's the object, right?
Right.
Is the all-inclusive Christ. And what is this Christ? He is the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit. And this life-giving Spirit is the aggregate of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel of God.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, you know, earlier mentioned this, this blessing, right? You know, there's a threefold of blessing, right? The threefold of the seeds, right? The seed of the woman, the seed of the Abraham, and the seed of David. I won't go into details. All these has been revealed throughout the Bible, really give us a full view of who this Christ is. So, saints, it's very important that we know who this Christ is,
Amen.
Because our knowing really determines our receiving and
Amen.
Our attitude towards pursuing this Christ.
Amen.
Actually, the revelation gave us the motivation to pursue Christ, you would say, right?
Amen.
Because if we, let's say, just give an example, if our Christ only reveals to us as a helper, you know, in our difficult times, then we may not contact this Christ in our good times, right? We will only pursue Christ in our difficult times, which is good. But our realization, this revelation, we have not received the full revelation, and our experience may be very limited,
Amen.
Right? But all these messages really help us to come to the full realization of Christ. Actually, the ministry calls the Bible, especially the New Testament, there are what's called the heart books, right? There are actually four heart books, Galatians being the first one. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
Amen.
These reveals, you can say, the deepest or the full revelation of Christ.
Amen.
Right? And the apostles, I just wanted to, you know, these were not taught. Right? Paul was just saying that, let me bring up this. This is in Galatians, I think this is Galatians early, was it one? I'll just read 1:16. Galatians 1:16 says, to reveal his son in me that I might announce him as the gospel among the Gentiles. Immediately I did not confer with flesh and blood. So he did not receive this as a knowledge, right? He received it, this is really through actually Christ revealed to him. In Ephesians 3:5, it says, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men,
Amen.
As it was now has been revealed to his holy apostles and the prophets in spirit.
Amen.
So you see, you know, all this was revealed to his apostles. If you look at the, read the Bible, right, the New Testament, every apostle speaks about Christ, but they all reveal, every book, you reveal a particular aspect of Christ, right? So when we read the whole New Testament, we get the whole view, especially in the four heart books, that really speak the deepest of this revelation of Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of times we're you know, the problem is we're distracted, right? In Galatians, it was particularly Paul was trying to deal with the distraction of the Judaism, the religion, right? That is why, you know, Abraham was mentioned. Why did he mention Abraham? Because Abraham was the forefather of the Jewish religion, I mean, or the Jewish people, right? So he has to mention Abraham. But through Abraham, he revealed Christ. Christ is the seed of Abraham, right? He is actually the one, you know, as the life-giving spirit that has becoming the blessing to all the people, including the Gentiles, right?
Yes.
Not just you Jewish believers, but to all the Gentiles. So more and more. So anyways, so Paul's burden is really to reveal this Christ, to actually abolish or to fight against Satan's, you can say actually he mentioned in the Second Corinthians, right? Actually, this God of age, he wants to put away all kinds of strongholds and reasonings of the high things, right? Against the knowledge of God.
Amen.
And then he wants to, you know, through the revelation of Christ, he can actually take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. I may speak for too long. But I just feel like, you know, this is like the revelation is just so important, right,
Amen.
Saints? So we really need to pray to the Lord every day. Lord, reveal more of yourself to us, right?
Amen.
I want to just drop my concepts. I don't want any of my concepts to be in the way, right? Whether the concept could be spiritual or could be carnal, right? Lord, I just want to drop all everything. Not even my past experience, right? Spiritual experience I'm talking about. So, and turn to our heart to the Lord, right? Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, fully be open to Him every day.
Amen.
And then be in the Word, because His Word
right.
will renew our mind.
Amen.
Amen. What else can renew our mind? And today, actually, Satan put all kind of distraction to renew our mind.
Right.
Actually, not renewing our mind, actually just to suck us into His thoughts, right? You know, all these kind of inundation of the right, the internet, whatever, is just try to, you know, social media, everything's just like everybody express their own beliefs, right? Their own speaking, own opinions. Lord, we need to really have our mindset on the Christ.
Right.
Being the Spirit. Let His Word to renew us day by day, even in a prayerful spirit when we're reading the Word, right?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, amen. Help us, Lord. Have mercy on us.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So the the mentioning ended with speaking about, really it's from day three, which right? Day three. So there's a word, the focus. So every week, we could say burden, there's a focus in the message. There's a focus in the ministry. Or we can say the burden. There's a burden in the ministry. The Lord wants to touch something.
Amen.
Each week He wants to touch something. So how do we get into that focus and receive that burden?
Amen.
So that we can have, so that it can get into us. And then we can live the Christian life, and we can even, it can come out of us.
Amen.
So every week there's a focus or a burden. So this week, it gave us the wonderful way to enter in to the focus and the burden are the all-inclusive Christ. He is now the life-giving spirit, the all-inclusive life-giving spirit.
Amen.
And the title says there's the aggregate. What is this talking about? Aggregate of the all-embracing blessing. What is this? Of the full gospel of God. So let's just break that down a little bit, make it swallow so we can swallow
Amen.
It. Right?
Right. Just.
The full gospel is the gospel is the what is God speaking to us. In particular, the gospel is God speaking his promise to the woman, to Abraham, to David. And this speaking, this promise, this gospel is the full gospel.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
It covers the entire Bible. Not just the New Testament, the Old. It covers everything. Everything is here. Why? The gospel to the woman is concerning redemption. It's concerning
right.
redemption.
Right.
It's concerning Christ being incarnated as a man, a perfect man, the complete God became the perfect man. And he has blood, and he shed that blood on the cross, and he's, what was terminated, Kyle? Everything, every negative thing was terminated
right.
on the cross.
Amen.
You and I were terminated.
Amen.
Especially our concepts were terminated.
Amen.
That's what's in this message. Our concept. Drop your concepts.
Amen.
Turn your heart to the Lord.
Right.
Be in the Word in a prayerful spirit.
Amen.
Now, especially, and so that we can pick up all that Christ is and see his all-inclusiveness. We receive this as the all-inclusive life-giving spirit in our spirit. So we need to pray when we're in the Word. But I was pointing out, in particular, we need to be in the... So what, like for this week, to get the focus of the week, the burden of the week, what part of the Word should we be in? Well, how about the verses from the outline? From the morning revival. The verses, we should be praying those verses again and again and again.
Amen.
That we need to read the Word just like straight, you know, through. But also, in particular, to receive the burden, the focus, for the week, we need the verses from the message, from the outline. We need the points of the outline and the verses. And that's where we need to pray. Pray in a prayerful spirit, be in the Word, and then we can receive the... So every day, you know, we shouldn't say Christ was revealed in me and then stop. No! Brother Lee said, every day Christ is revealed in me.
Amen. Amen.
Every day Christ wants to be revealed in me.
Amen.
Why? Why? Because there's a giant, there are two ways. There's the tree of life, and there's also the tree of knowledge, the tree
Amen.
Of death.
Amen.
So we need to be rescued. So God's will is that we would be rescued.
Amen.
The first step is that Christ would be shined into us.
Amen.
This is a matter of, this is an inward matter. So religion is outward. Christ being revealed is inward. So religion is a matter of letter. If we only have letter, then we're in the wrong. God, this is evil.
Amen.
This is not Christ shining in us so that he can live in us and be formed in us. When Christ lives in us, he deposits his element into us.
Amen.
And his image is formed in us. We display Christ. Christ is formed in us. His image, his form is formed in us. So we display Christ. We magnify Christ. We live Christ. He's living in us. He's transforming us. He's conforming us to his image.
Amen.
Anyway, I think that's So every day, we should be praying. We should be, Lord, we can boast in the cross, because in the cross, all of our concepts can be, we can drop our concepts.
Amen.
We're occupied. We are filled up. We are filled up. Right, Kyle?
Right.
We are filled up. We need to be emptied out.
Right.
This is to drop our concepts. We need to be emptied out. So we need to be praying people in our spirit.
Amen.
And then we can be, the light can be shining, and Christ can be revealed.
Mm.
And he can be revealed point by point of what he is.
Amen.
So this week he's the seed of a woman. This is for our redemption and to terminate all the negative things. He's the seed of Abraham. This is the blessing of the Spirit. This is the all-inclusive life. He's the all-inclusive Christ. He's the good land. And now he's the life-giving Spirit. And this is the seed of Abraham. And it's the seed of David is, in a simple word so I can stop, is the kingdom. It's a matter of the kingdom. So he's making us, he wants us to be his co-kings in the next age. So in this age, he wants us to rule in his life. He wants to rule in us in his own life. So he wants to be, so every day, the start is we need to be those who say, Lord, I want to drop my concepts. I want to be emptied out.
Yes.
Well, you can shine in my eye, turn my heart, and I want to be in your word, praying in your word and seeking you, so you can bring me into the light and reveal yourself in me, and then you can live in me, and be formed in me.
Amen.
This is the full gospel.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for this week.
Amen.
Thank you for the full gospel.
Amen.
The all-embracing blessing.
Amen.
Thank you for the three seeds.
Amen.
This is you, Christ.
Amen.
This is you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Shine in us, be living in us, and formed in us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord, thank you for this week's portion.
Amen.
Form yourself in us.
Amen.
Oh, we just realize the things that are not seen.
Amen.
Oh, we learn to turn to our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, be governed by the inner sense of the divine life.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you. We have you.
Amen.
We have the all-inclusive spirit.
Amen.
You have fulfilled all the promises.
Amen.
Thank you for coming to us.
Amen.
Day by day, we open to you.
Amen.
Send our hearts and drop our concepts.
Amen.
So that Amen. You may reveal Christ in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
May we receive, experience, and enjoy all inclusive spirit this week.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we give you this week.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, be in us, Lord.
Amen.
In our revelation.
Amen.
Reveal more of yourself to us.
Amen.
And we would, Lord, day by day, Lord, really treasure you more and more.
Amen.
To be our center.
Amen.
Lord. To be really to spread in us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, this is your heart's desire.
Amen.
To make yourself into us.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord, save us from all distractions.
Amen. Amen.
Help us to fix our eyes on you.
Amen.
Help us to enjoy you and experience you each day.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Reveal us.
Amen.
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 Lord, through
your revealing
grace,
Amen.
We can enter into this richness.
Amen.
Oh, be our enjoyment every day.
Amen.
Every moment, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we want to know you more.
Amen.
Oh, through the life, the all-inclusive life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Dwells in our spirit.
Amen.
Every day we want to lay hold of you.
Amen.
You can lay hold of us, Lord.
Amen.
touch time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. You want me to upload it? Or?
You know how to?
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.